So this guy comes into my coffee shop about 7 a.m., whips out this gizmo, tells me it's a detonator, and he says he has dynamite in his pants.
Very clever.
Then he says if I don't empty my cash drawer into his bag, he's gonna push the button. He said it'll blow the roof off.
Among other things.
Well, then some customers came in, he panicked and he ran out. But the weirdest thing is, I felt like I was through the whole thing before.
Yeah, you usually remember things like that.
That's me. I saw it on TV the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the exact same thing they did on a cop show. Maybe you saw it.
No, I like to watch shows like that. I can't enjoy them because being a cop myself, I spot the mistakes and the inaccuracies and the fantastic things that in real life never happen.
On the show, they caught him.
Good example.
Good morning, Sergeant Harris.
You know, Barney, I think this whole civilization is heading for extinction, and you want to know why? Tardiness. Too many people and not enough shelter.
You still looking for an apartment?
Yeah.
Saw a great ad in the paper, Bart. On 1st and 28th. One bedroom, a fireplace, view of the river.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, and I get there and there are already 35 people lined up in the hallway. They're pushing and shoving at each other and acting like a bunch of wild turkeys.
And you didn't get the apartment?
No, I can only make it to 4th in line. Boy, I mean, they started yelling and shouting at me, Barney. I mean, they were really getting ugly.
I think they were just demonstrating a basic tenet of human belief.
Yeah, what's that?
No frenzies.
Where'd you go downstairs?
He's in the bathroom. How are the results of your sergeant's exam due today?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Harris.
Well, Barney, I mean, I just don't want to be here when he fails again.
If he fails again.
Whatever.
And he hasn't said a word to me about it? Said anything to any of you guys?
No. I think I heard him praying.
Obviously, he wants to keep it a private matter. In any case, if he doesn't bring it up, let's none of us bring it up, all right?
Okay. Something else?
No. How are you doing on the precinct reports?
Oh, slow but sure.
Good luck. precinct reports.
I just want to go downstairs just for a minute.
Sure. What do you got here?
Mr. Boston here was robbed by a guy who used the same M.O. as he saw on TV last night.
Another copycat crime. That's the fifth in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. There's a lot of good things on. It's the new season.
Same description?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Threatened to blow his pants off.
Gentlemen.
Did you see Wardrum?
Yes, sir. He grabbed his mail in the hallway. I think I got a paper cut.
He was expecting something.
Results of the sergeant's exam, I know. Fifth time's a charm, eh, sir?
Levitt. And everyone, now listen. Let's not over-exaggerate the importance of this thing. It's merely a test. It's not a matter of life and death. The man will have many other opportunities.
Yes, sir.
10:30 in progress, liquor store on Canal.
All right, you and Harris.
Harris.
Nick, why don't you have Mr. Boston check out some of our mug books, huh?
All right.
Made it. Hey. Oh, Sergeant.
Hey!
How about that, Nick?
I don't know what to say.
Boy,
I was only prepared in case you fail.
See, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
anyway, I figured that we could pick up a little food and go up to my place and do a little celebrate. Yeah, right. But better be ready, because this time I'm a sergeant. I'll see you. Right, okay, yeah. Just telling a few friends of the good news.
How's it feel being a sergeant?
I don't know. I'll find out tonight.
Well, I want you to know I'm damn proud of you.
Thanks, Byron.
How you fix for those precinct reports?
Oh. You still want me to do them?
Yeah, I'll need them as soon as possible.
Oh, well. Sure, why not?
Thank you. Boston checks with the mug books?
Yep.
Anything?
Nope.
It's a pity we don't have a television.
No, there's not much on.
Don't you have any work, Nick?
Research. I'm trying to get a line on the copycat's next crime by going through the listing.
My apologies. Anything interesting?
Lucy just found out she was pregnant. She doesn't know how to tell Ricky.
That's the one where Ricky loses his job.
No kidding.
All right, come on here. Watch your step. Watch your step.
Hey, how much higher are we going?
Well, we've stopped, but you can continue if you wish.
What do we got here?
This is Harold Durrell, Barney.
I am an alcoholic. I admit that freely. I'm also a member of AA. However, I was out of town during the last several meetings. I
see. Trying to hold up Conroy's liquor over on Canal.
Looks like you succeeded.
No, he was like this before the holdup.
Well, I just need something to steady my nerves for a few days.
He told the clerk to take all the money out of the register. He was going to shoot him.
Used a gun, huh?
No, he just used his fingers.
So I forgot to put it in my pocket. What is that, a crime?
As soon as the clerk got through laughing, he called the police.
No respect anymore. I mean, people just don't give a damn. I mean, nobody takes you seriously.
We do, Mr. Durrell. That's why we're gonna book you, Harris.
Yay. I appreciate the gesture.
My pleasure.
Over here, Durrell.
Hold a minute.
You're gonna get sick. You're gonna get sick, you tell me.
Well, Joe, how about the...
Oh, they're right here, Barn. All done.
Oh, thank you.
Bojo, you didn't put any arrest numbers on the bottom.
Well, they're the same as the ones at the top. Can't some third grader downtown do it?
If you don't mind.
Sure, Barn.
Huh? 12th Precinct, Harris. Yeah, where? Got it. Barney?
I've got a tip. I want to go follow it up.
On what?
Two bedrooms, a loft.
Harris!
Barney, if I don't go now, it's going to get snapped up.
All right, get going.
Hey, thanks, Barney.
Could you get back as quick as possible?
Right.
Hey, think I'm going to be sick?
Feel free.
I got it. Barn, that was dispatch. They spotted some guy riding on top of the 8th Avenue subway.
What for?
Well, they don't know. Transit guards tried to grab him over at 14th Street. He broke away and ran off into the tunnel. He's got a gun.
A gun? Everybody's got a gun.
There's a lot of nuts out there, Barn.
Or an embittered veteran concocts an ingenious plan to rob the New York subway system. Tuesday, movie of the week.
Coincidence.
All right, you and Dietrich.
Okay.
But I took the call. It's their case.
I really feel lousy. I ain't kidding.
Mr. Durrell, you're not really going to get sick all over us, are you?
Just a matter of where.
Now, Borgio, take Mr. Durrell to the joint. Come on. Come on, he's going to get sick all over the place. Let's go.
Sure, Barn.
I'll do it.
Why not?
Study for 8 years to be a damn sergeant.
John. Come on, man.
Guy tries to rob the train by attaching himself to the money train with suction cups.
Oh, did you see the movie?
No,
did
you?
No, but golly, I can't wait to see how it comes out.
Oh, baby, it is a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, well, where the hell have you been?
Ooh, it's a little chilly in here.
Well, I got better things to do than babysit your prisoners.
Well, I didn't ask you to.
Whoa, 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 what's going on?
I'm trying to finish these stupid reports, and I gotta take this guy to the can every 5 seconds while Harris is out fooling around.
I wasn't out fooling around, man. I was out seeking shelter, which I got.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Bart.
Well, I got a few rights here,
whoa,
too.
Whoa, Joe, would you like to talk in my office?
No, I gotta finish these reports.
That's okay. It's okay. Come on.
I'd just like a little consideration around
oh,
here
Joe.
Once in a while.
Oh, Joe, you know we've got limited manpower here. We have to work together.
That's right, man. Look, we try to help each other out. I mean, we try to lighten the burdens of our fellow officers. Man, look, we are a team.
Very well put.
Oh, thanks, Bart.
Here.
Go in for Wojo.
You work and sweat your butt off for to make something, and you're doing it's no different.
What did you expect to happen? All of a sudden, all the paperwork, all the tedium was going to miraculously disappear?
Oh, I just thought things would be better.
Whoa, Joe. Well, Joey, it's natural to have a letdown after an emotional high point.
It's like after you
fool around. That's an example.
Well, this is worse. Took me 8 years to make sergeant. Fool around all the time.
Get inside.
I can't hear a thing.
On account of the subway.
What the hell is going on out here? Is this our commuter?
Angelo Doty. We got him out of the tunnel with some tear gas.
He had all these things with him.
Really?
Like on TV. Remember?
I remember.
Apparently he stuck himself on top of the train and he couldn't get off. Suction cups.
From South Ferry, all the ways up to 168th Street. Back and forth. 5 times.
Very stupid stunt, Mr. Doty.
What? Not very bright. Hey, it would have worked if they hadn't switched cars on a money train. See, they weren't supposed to switch trains.
Maybe they didn't see the movie.
Yeah. But in the movie, everything went off perfect.
You mean they got away with it?
What?
You mean they got away with it in the movie?
Yeah. But then he gets hit by a truck.
How fortunate we finally caught up with him.
What?
Would you book Mr. Television here?
Over there, Mr. Doty.
Over there.
My name is Roy Jenkins. You're holding a Mr. Harold Durrell?
Yeah. You're the man from AA?
I'm an alcoholic. I admit that freely.
Same thing Durrell said.
Now, who's in charge here?
Yes, I'm Captain Miller.
I'm Roy Jenkins, Mr. Durrell's sponsor from AA.
What can I do for you, Mr. Jenkins?
I would like to know why Mr. Durrell is in that cage, Captain. done it. Alcoholism is a disease, not a crime.
Alcoholism, no, but attempted robbery, yes.
A robbery?
I stuck up Conroy's liquor store.
You really needed to drink that bad?
Oh, no. That's what I do for a living. No, I mean, it just never came up at the meetings.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Durrell privately.
Certainly.
Barney, I tagged these for evidence.
Good.
If you want to see them, they'll be sticking on the file cabinet.
Marital status? Marital status?
No! You see, Roy, I'm in kind of a dangerous line of work. I need something to steady myself.
Harry, I'm sure there are a lot of other criminals in your position who are functioning very productively without having to use alcohol as a crutch.
I was just gonna have one drink.
One drink is too many and 100 isn't enough.
Yeah, I remember you saying that before.
I'm living proof of what 11 years of sobriety can do.
I know.
I have a wonderful family, a respected position in the community.
I just
a lovely home, two beautiful cars.
Yeah, you told me about them the last...
I bought a speedboat. Did I mention that? And all because I became sober and I stayed sober.
Roy, I want to know the real reason I never called you before.
Why?
Because you're boring.
What?
You bore the hell out of me.
But, Harry, I only want to help you to live a fuller and more rewarding life.
So give me the speedboat. Don't keep boring me.
I don't understand. You always seem to enjoy our talks before.
I was always drunk before.
Oh. What? Man, what do you mean I can't have the apartment? Well, why not? Look, I want a reason. Because what? Look, man, that is illegal discrimination. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah, look, you are going to be hearing from the... Hello?
Problem?
Barney, this cretin says he won't rent the apartment to me.
Because you're black?
No, because I'm a cop.
Really?
Yeah, he says he won't rent to anybody who doesn't have a steady job.
Listen, you'll find something.
Oh, Barney, I'm never gonna...
Hey, Harry. You got a problem? You solve it. There's nothing to be gained by starting to feel sorry for yourself. You just gotta...
Barney, what's gonna become of me?
Barney, I'll finish the reports now.
It's okay, Harris...
Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Harris, I'm sorry for blowing up at you over there.
It's all right, man.
You're right. I mean, we gotta work together. So, well, you ever want anything, you just ask.
Can I have your apartment?
Well...
Okay, I'm gonna put you in a cage now.
Are you guys really cops? I mean, you don't look like cops. I mean, you know, you don't act like the cops I seen on TV.
Contrary to appearances, Mr. Doty, we are cops.
Yeah, I guess you must be.
Mr. Doty, television has created a false image of policemen, portraying them as colorful, infallible super beings, when actually we're just average people, pretty much like everybody else.
Oh.
And that's the name of that tune.
Proper rest can make you happier, healthier, and sexier. So don't watch Fandemonium Weekend Marathons nonstop for 48 straight hours. Take occasional viewing breaks, close your eyes, recharge those batteries. Then tune in for more TV Land Fandemonium. Weekend TV satisfaction guaranteed.